everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Managing Editor of Channel Marketer Report, and today we're being joined by Sandeep Kapoor, Director of Strategic Marketing for NCR. During today's segment, Sandeep is going to provide us with some great insight on current social media trends and strategies, and basic steps on what not to do in the social media stratosphere. Before we start up with the Q&A, I'd like to tell listeners unfamiliar with Channel Marketer Report a little bit about us. CMR is the newest publication and newsletter from G3 Communications, publishers of Demand Gen Report and Retail Touchpoints. Channel Marketer's mission is to provide insight on trends and challenges within sales and marketing in the channel. We cover topics including demand generation, content marketing tactics, social media in the channel, measurement, new industry partnerships, and solution spotlights. Sandeep Kapoor is in the trenches of the social media and interactive marketing worlds. He has been assisting organizations with their converged channel marketing strategies since 1990. From direct marketing to digital to converged, Kapoor is a passionate advisor to businesses across industries, helping marketers enable technology and services to brand, personalize, and speak to consumers more effectively. During his career, Kapoor also delivers keynotes, participated in panels, and delivered educational sessions for organizations around the world. He has his own site, emailyogi.com, and writes frequent columns for ClickZ magazine on social integration. And now, without further ado, Sandeep, welcome.
Thanks, Alicia.
You know, obviously you're very familiar and extremely passionate about social media strategies in the B2C world. So can you discuss overall how effective social strategies for a retailer or merchant differs within the B2B sector and for organizations that operate within the channel?
So, Alicia, social media is all about engagement. And if you think about the B2C world, it's all about consumer engagement. So think about what happens and what this engagement means on the B2C side. It basically translates to staying in touch with the consumer, knowing what the consumer's preferences are, and number three, serving them well. Essentially, what you're doing is you're anticipating so you can serve them better. Now step back and think what B2B marketing is all about. Three things again: staying in touch, knowing our customers' preferences, and serving them in a timely manner. So the key is that you need to think about building your strategy, whether you're B2B or B2C, around number one, communicating well, number two, remembering who your customer is, their preferences, and number three, sending them the information that they want.
All right, excellent, Sandeep. Well, you recently released an article for ClickZ, and it actually got picked up by Mashable, titled 11 Deadly Social Media Sins, one of which is Wait for People to Come. Now, for some people in the channel, marketers especially, social networking is extremely daunting. There are so many sites, strategies, and trends that they don't really know where to start. So how can channel marketers be really proactive with their social strategy and develop a solid plan to action on where to go and when?
Okay, so one thing we tend to do as marketers is we say, okay, we're either going to wait to get started because, as you said, it could be extremely daunting. Or the other mistake we say is, you know, let's just set up shop and wait for the consumer to find us. In terms of being proactive, think what would it take to engage? And here's three thoughts around that. Number one, let our customers know where we are. Let's be crisp and clear about that, because rather than the customer guessing what our social media sites are, we should be able to tell them exact addresses so they can find us easily. The second thing we need to think about is let's give them reasons to go there, which might be the result of perhaps a recent survey we have done of retailers, perhaps of consumer behavior. Perhaps it's a white paper that we've written. Perhaps it's how do you calculate and estimate store traffic, cross-sell, upsell techniques that can be shared. So summarize these reasons and make them available. And of course, the third thing is, after you start coming up with good and effective content, don't just say F and T or L, because a lot of people simply think that by putting up an F for Facebook, T for Twitter, or L for LinkedIn, the consumer or the customer is going to join. Give them a reason to join and basically tell them that your social media strategy is essentially about making information available to them easily. And that's the number one thing we need to focus on, is that sharing of information.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the most beneficial aspects of social media is that companies can really stand out in a competitive marketplace and really excel past their competition. So with that point in mind, how can channel marketers really develop a cutting-edge messaging strategy? Because it's one thing to have the content, but it's a totally other instance to have the messaging that really draws people to download and interact with that content. So how can channel marketers develop those steps and be seen as industry thought leaders and really stand out against competitors?
Okay, so let's think about something very straightforward that every one of us has in our arsenal to engage with customers. We all have white papers. We have press releases. And the thing with both of these is that a white paper could be, have really good information, but perhaps it's long, perhaps it's boring, and it's going to take a while for that customer to read it once they have downloaded it. The same thing with press releases. Sometimes they're just long and way too plain. So what if we were to create a multimedia document? And a multimedia document is text, pictures, video. And to make things intriguing, think about the Paul Harvey approach, which is you tell a story to tell people to intrigue them to read the rest of the story. That's your call to action. So essentially, think about packaging a multimedia document where you highlight feature, function, benefit. And what you're doing is to complete the package, on the top of the package, you think about the headline that's going to grab that customer's attention. And after they've read the feature, your function, and the benefits, they need to think about the call to action. Ultimately, your success, the key to your success, is to stay in touch with your customers. And essentially, if you know what they want, you will be connected and relevant. And what marketers and channel marketers need to do is we need to think about building up our inner circle. This is the group of people that our first line of customers that download our white papers, they respond to our queries, etc., and essentially leverage their insights, their feedback to try and engage the rest of the population that we're trying to target.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really important to sort of build up that community of followers and customers and prospects to really get the conversation moving. So obviously that's the vital next step, to bring in participants and encourage that communication. So what are some standard best practices for sparking relevant, compelling dialogue across social networking sites? Do you have any insight regarding which is more effective for channel marketers? I know that's a key struggle for some people. Should I do Facebook? Should I do Twitter? Should I do LinkedIn? Are there any examples in terms of what's better for certain situations?
So, you know, we talk about different social media channels. I'll give you an example. I try to tell people that Facebook and LinkedIn are more community-building styles, which means you hear this example numerous times, but a Facebook environment could be you inviting people into your living room and having a discussion with them, or perhaps you being invited into your customer's living room to have that discussion. LinkedIn is a little more business focused, and essentially what you're doing is you're inviting people into a meeting room to have that dialogue or discussion with them. Twitter is a little different. Twitter is like you standing in an apartment in New York City, opening your window and yelling out at people about something that you have on special or an announcement that you're making. So they are contrasting, slightly different styles of engagement. But before you apply these back to your business, let's just think about a real-world event. Let's think about a trade show. There's some good things that take place at a trade show, and, you know, there's some things we can improve. perhaps when you are at a trade show, you're going to offer an incentive. Maybe you're going to give your customers and prospects an opportunity to win an iPad. So your customer comes in, they fill out the form, there's this all this buzz. You follow up with a few, and gradually the customer's interest starts tapering down. Well, think about doing this in a digital environment. Think about posting a question. Ask people about their opinion. Offer suggestions on how you can keep the consumer engaged, perhaps if there is a long line at the store, perhaps if the customer is on hold on a long time on the phone. Highlight the successes of how some of your customers are achieving success with consumer engagement. Put up a picture. And basically, use all of this to try and draw your customer into the conversation. So essentially, what you need to do is, if you put information online, think about doing three things. Number one, keep your discussion relevant. Number two, keep it up to date. And number three, which is really important, is keep it interactive. So if you publish something, think about putting it down as a question. And as people respond or they ask questions, reply to keep the conversation going, because that's what keeps things interesting. And ultimately, that's what's going to bring people into social media.
Excellent. Well, Sandeep, you brought up a lot of really great points in that last question. But one area that channel marketers are still sort of feeling out is determining the overall company-wide benefits and determining the ROI benefits of social media. So to that end, do you have any thoughts on characterizing the quote-unquote right metrics in determining the efficiency of social media efforts? Are those even in place yet? Like, how can channel marketers really determine the investment and the overall worth of participating in social media?
Okay. So if you think about ROI with social media, I want to go off on a slight tangent to help people understand. I have a very good friend who owns a restaurant, and his restaurant serves food. And basically, the guy looked at social media as this big curse, because he said that the engagement is not going to help me sell food. So he had a very practical approach to it. He said that if I publish something on Twitter, or if I put a video up on YouTube, or I engage on Facebook, if people come in and they tell me they came as a result of seeing something on social media, I'll consider it to be successful. Now, he has been successful, and essentially the three metrics that he and other businesses use to drive this are the engagement metric, the reduction in cost metric, and attributable revenue metric, which means were you able to drive revenue from that? And the things you can do to try and do that is think about taking your frequently asked questions, make them interactive, make them multimedia, which means take the plain text and turn it into both video, pictures, and text. And basically, see how you can use that to communicate with your customers. Perhaps you're going to reduce the time spent on some of your other channels. So perhaps you have a direct mail piece that's going out, and you can strengthen it with social media. Perhaps you can reduce the spend on the direct mail piece with social media. And essentially, that's your cost metric. The third one is the attributable revenue. What if you perhaps hosted a webinar? You brought in an expert who could talk about how perhaps retailers could drive more revenue with social media. You invited your customers and prospects to this event. You captured who came. You stayed in touch with these prospects that came to your webinar. And perhaps you were able to get a follow-up meeting with a chief marketing officer, a CIO, or some person within that organization. Measure the revenue that you drive as a result of that first interaction down to what you've done with social media. So to summarize here, Alicia, what I like to tell people is look at engagement, which means are people paying attention to what you say? Number two, always be practical by looking for ways to cut other costs so you can fund your social media program. And three, think about driving revenue through events with social media, because that's the best way to drive ROI, and that's the only way to sustain it and make it part of your organization.
Fantastic, Sandeep. Well, you provided a great step-by-step in terms of what channel marketers should do in terms of determining the success of social media efforts. So as channel marketers begin to feel out strategies and tactics within social media, which I do think is occurring more frequently than in the past, how do you anticipate social media's relevance in the channel will continue to develop during 2012? Do you think more people will be turning to these channels to formulate relationships?
About it this way. If I were to tell you about a product or a service or perhaps an educational event, one of the first things you're going to do is you're going to look at your friends and say, have you heard about this product or service or this particular education event? So you're going to solicit opinion from people that you know. If you are not next to people that you're standing next to, you're basically going to go online. You're going to ask your social network about this. You're going to search about this. So essentially, think about making information available to our customers online. So tactical things we need to think about. Reviews of products and services. Perhaps we're selling software or we're selling hardware, but it has an application in a real environment. Let's give our customers insight on how other people are using it. Perhaps we can put out a picture. Maybe we have a picture of a very long line at an ATM machine, perhaps at a cash register. Think about engaging people by saying, well, what would you do different? Host webinars. And I cannot stress this enough, because as businesses, channel marketers have to go from place to place to set up shop, talk to people, when there is so much value to before the event and after the event, trying to engage via webinar, and that's the time where you can perhaps engage the consumer in a further conversation. And then, of course, one of the other things you need to think about is taking some of your interactive white papers and making them interactive. And you make them interactive by allowing your customers to ask you questions and posting the answers in the white paper so others can follow, and it's really a live, living document.
Excellent, Sandeep. And you really are bringing to the forefront the growth of more interactive marketing strategies, especially in content creation, which is a big trend that we're seeing not only in the channel, but in the B2B world as well. So before we close out, Sandeep, do you have any final social media tips or best practices to share with our listeners? I know, obviously, you have extensive experience in this space and you have a lot of wisdom to share.
Okay. So think about this. If you're a channel marketer, ultimately our goal is to help our customers engage with their end user consumers. And for whatever you do, education is key. So a simple thing to think about is, like you said, take content, make the content interactive, make the content interesting, so our customers can be engaged effectively. Think about some of your key social media channels. Think about your blog. It's a place where you might publish and republish information. Your video channel, perhaps you use YouTube, perhaps you use Vimeo. It's a place where you can explain something to your consumer. Facebook and LinkedIn are your community channels. It's a way to stay engaged and listen to what your customers are saying. And I look at Twitter as a way to make some noise, but more of a focused noise to drive our customers down a particular path. Think about investing in your email marketing. The key here is to spark up your digital marketing. And the way you spark it up is that if you can recognize your customers, you can remember what they did the last time, and perhaps anticipate what they would be needing from you. The article that you're going to read is going to tell you about the 11 things not to do with social media. Read that and see what some of the things are being done that aren't as good. Beware beware of those who tell you to create a Facebook frenzy. Because there's a lot of people that will say that if I could only create this wild Facebook frenzy, I'm going to have lots and lots of new customers. Well, you have to be practical. You have to engage effectively. And think about three things. You have to think about the buzz. You have to think about transactions and preferences. The buzz translates to feedback and sentiment. What are your customers saying about your products or services? The transaction that's going to be key in 2012 is the digital receipt. I think that's going to be one of the number one drivers of consumer engagement. And the third thing is preferences. And when you want to drive relevance to preferences, you can only do it by recognizing your customer and remembering what they want. These are simple tips, but they are practical tips. And at the end of the day, social media is an easier way for us to engage with some of those we serve and those that we want to serve. Good luck to all of you with your marketing endeavors. And Alicia, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your group.
Well, thank you, Sandeep, so much for taking the time out to speak with us. You provided so much great insight in terms of what channel marketers must do to engage prospects and current end users, and how they can really use social media as a guideline to success. And to everyone listening, you'll see at the top in our introductory paragraph a link to Sandeep's article. Please check it out. It has a lot of great insight and information to help you strengthen your social media strategy. And again, Sandeep, thank you again so much for taking the time out to speak with us. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to check us out next month for our next episode of Channel Chat. Have a good one.